Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving. Let's talk about money. I get so awkward and squirmy and uncomfortable talking about money because I have learned that money is a taboo topic, something that, you know, shouldn't be talked about openly for a plethora of reasons. But what comes to mind immediately is, you know, it makes other people feel bad when other people are making more money than some people, and makes people feel uncomfortable. There's all of this like greed and dark energy surrounding money, and I am in a year of healing my relationship with money, which is really beautiful and exciting and scary all at once. I feel like where I am now in my relationship with money is where I really wanted to be last year. And, you know, last year I was trying so hard. I was trying so fucking hard to heal my relationship with money, but I was coming at it from a very, very like spiritual bypassy kind of lens. I knew that I had money stories, and the only tool that I had to clear those money stories was affirmations and meditations. And, you know, those are great, but they weren't helping me. They weren't working for me. They weren't doing anything for me. I wasn't really acknowledging what my relationship with money was. If I viewed money as an entity outside of me, what my relationship with that entity was, it was just like even when I think back to being in relationship in money in the way that I was, saying those affirmations of I am abundant, all of my material needs are met, I receive money with ease, like the energy that I was sitting in while saying those affirmations was fear and scarcity and lack, and I'm saying these affirmations so that I can change the way that I'm feeling, not because I'm truly believing them. So it's really interesting because I've spoken about affirmations on the podcast before, that now I'm like, yo, fuck the affirmations. We need a change. We need something different. But I, for the first time since I have been in this relationship with money that I've been in, for the first time, I am starting to actually see tangible results outside of myself, reflected back in the world around me. I am finally seeing a reflection of the inner work that I'm actually doing. Whereas before, I was in this energy of so much force, and so much bypassing. And something that I will say, that I will mention right away is, let me actually just share with you where I'm at right now. Where I was at, right before I started to dive into rewriting my, or healing my relationship with money. So in October, a month and a half before I gave birth to my daughter, my partner stepped into the role of provider. Up until that point, we were splitting rent, not really splitting bills anymore. We were splitting bills until maybe the summer. And then he took over the grocery bill, the, electricity bill, the internet. I don't even know what other bills there are, but he took over the bills. And I was still paying rent, And that was hard for me. I ended up borrowing money from my parents. And that was hard for me as well, asking for my parents to financially support me so that I can take care of myself and not have to go to work as a, 7, 6, 7, 8 month pregnant woman. And I'm so grateful that I have that resource. I'm so privileged to be able to ask my parents and for them to support me in that way. So, but oh man, that was hard. That was really scary. It was really scary. So in the moment, like before I moved down to the space that I'm in now before I had my daughter. I was paying half of the rent, still paying for my car, which I ended up getting rid of, which, oh my God, that feels so good. That car that I had was a 2001 Honda Civic, and it just, I did not give it the love that it deserved. It was just a huge pain in my ass, a huge weight. It was breaking. It needed, it just needed a lot of love that I couldn't and wasn't willing to give it. So, anyways, it feels really good to have that energy cleared. But now I sit, and my partner is the provider. He pays our bills, he buys our groceries, he pays for all of our basic needs. And I'm so grateful for that. And I really needed that to be able to fully soften into my feminine energy, to be able to feel fully safe, safe enough to soften and to open, to rest at the end of my pregnancy, to birth my baby, to rest in postpartum and not feel like I needed to do anything, to make any money, to work on anything. I have one of my postpartum tea blends right now, and it's so delicious. It's got chamomile in it, and I think that that is, my favorite tea. Anyways, so just know, as you're listening to this, I am not, like, my only financial responsibility right now, is to pay off my credit card. Which is hard to do when I am consistently spending money, right? So all of the things that I want to buy for myself, all of the extra things that I want to buy for my baby, that comes, like, I pay for it with my credit card. So when I say, like, I'm investing in myself, I'm not, let me word this correctly. I don't have a specific job. I don't have a regular job. I'm not making a regular income. I don't know when I'm gonna get paid next. It's so fluid, and it depends on what I do, what I have capacity for. I just wanted to kind of set that scene for where I'm at financially right now. I don't need to make money to survive, which I feel like, I have been in that survival mode since I left my ex-husband. Oh my God, it's hard. It's really hard to do anything other than exist when living in that survival mode. So I feel like now I'm finally at a place where I feel safe in my body. I feel safe enough to do this work with money, to heal my relationship with money, to expand my relationship with money, my capacity to spend money and my capacity to receive money and my capacity to hold on to money. That last one, holding on to money, oof, that's a big one for me. So, this morning, Florian said to me, Florian is my partner for those who may not know. Florian said to me, I woke up to another sale from one of the things that I am an affiliate for, and that is Wands, which sells crystal wands, dildos, yoni eggs, butt plugs, free bleeding blankets, which I have yet to purchase one. I am going to because they look absolutely divine. And I really want to connect with my bleed in that way when it comes back full force. Because right now, my body, it's almost like my body is trying to bleed, but there's not quite that full, like, gushing release yet. It's trying, and it's like teasing me a little bit. So this morning I shared with him, oh my gosh, with so much excitement, somebody purchased through my link, and how easy that was for me. I shared yesterday that I was practicing with my yoni egg, which is on my altar right now, and actually I'm gonna pop it in as I'm speaking with you. Let me take a breath. All right. We are in. So I shared yesterday that I have been using my black obsidian yoni egg. And when she calls, I answer, just as she just called, and I answered. And, you know, that was very, like, I just shared what I was doing in the moment. And I shared that I purchased this yoni egg while I was pregnant, and I actually only used it, like, twice. But now, in postpartum, I am using it quite frequently, and I'm really enjoying it. It's such a beautiful way to connect with my yoni, connect with my pelvic floor, and to, yeah, just create a practice with my yoni that's not inherently sexual, that doesn't have to be. It's very intimate, but not necessarily sexual. There's no like my intention, I guess what I'm trying to say is my intention is just to be with the sensations, to connect with my yoni, to connect with these muscles that were, you know, expanded so much to birth my daughter. And there's nothing more than just connecting and feeling. So anyways, I shared that on my Instagram stories, and I didn't really think much about it. Like, I just organically shared it and forgot about it. So waking up to a sale, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so exciting. Wow. And I shared that with my partner, and he got so excited, and he was like, wow, I can see how different you are already in your relationship with money from taking Hannah's money workshop, which is Mysterious Money. Hannah, I talk about her all the time. The Primal Priestess on Instagram. If I can get a link to the Frequency Foundations, I'll paste it in the show notes. But I watched her Mysterious Money workshop, and it blew my fucking mind. And like, everything that Hannah shares and offers blows my fucking mind. And like, I absolutely love her work, and I like soak it all in like a fucking sponge. It's divine. And it's like, it's just so in alignment with me, where I'm at in my life and what I need and where I need guidance and what mirroring and reflections I need, the ways that I need to be called out. But I felt so called out when watching that Mysterious Money workshop. Okay. And this is where I felt called out. Oh. So part of it Hannah was speaking about is what energy are you in when you actually receive money? Not just like, oh, I want money. But when you get money, how does that feel? How does that feel in your body? what patterning are you in? And I realized every single time, like I realized I can't hold, or I couldn't hold the energy of money. I desperately wanted it. I was like this needy, clingy girlfriend that desperately wants all the love and needs, like, codependent, right? Needs all the love, needs everything, needs you right here all the time. It's never enough, right? That's how I was. Parts of me still am. But then when I would actually get money, I would be like, oh my God, oh my God, I don't know what to do with this. I don't feel safe holding on to this. Or I don't know when money is going to come back to me again, so I need to spend this, which doesn't fucking make sense. I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, that doesn't make logical sense of like, I don't know when I'm going to get more money, so let me spend this money so I have no money again. Like, what? What? Oh my gosh. It doesn't make sense. Yet that's the pattern that I was stuck in. And so once I became aware, that workshop was really the reflection of that story for me. And once I became aware of that, I started noticing every single time that I felt that energy of, it is not safe for me to hold on to this money. I need to spend this money. And when I got my first affiliate sale with Inner Mastery, Hannah's program, I didn't even receive the money yet. I still haven't received the money yet because the launch is not over. But I hadn't even received the money yet. And I already was on different websites, looking at different clothes that I wanted to buy, looking at different things that I wanted to purchase for myself, for my baby. And I already was planning how I was going to spend it. And it hadn't even touched my hands yet. Oh my God, I'm so glad that I got that reflection, because I was so blind to that story. I was so blind to that story. And so what a beautiful opportunity I had to rewrite that story. Is that the way that I want to be in relationship with money? And this is also another thing I learned from that workshop, was to personify money and be in relationship with money as if money was an actual person. So what I started doing, and this is a little insight into my way of processing right now. And when I say processing, that's the way that I do energy work, the way that I, you know, play in the quantum field, in the quantum realms, the way that I clear old stories and patterns and behaviors in the energy, or in frequency first. This is my process of that energy work. I used to do like this full chakra clearing meditation visualization, and after birthing my daughter and letting myself fully land before re-entering into a more consistent practice, I felt so burnt out from doing that. I was like, the last fucking thing that I want to do is visualize myself cleaning and clearing my root, my sacral, my solar plexus. Like, I'm fucking over it. It's too much. I don't want to do it. And guess what? I didn't have to do it. I can change my mind. Right? That's the beauty of being intuitive and fluid. I just knocked over my rose quartz tower as I was reaching for a wild rose tincture that's just sat on my altar right now. I'm going to put a few drops in my tea because I'm feeling called. I keep looking at it and I'm feeling called, so I'm doing it. But yeah, my process. Look, right now, I am spending a lot of time with my baby, holding my baby, tending to her sweet little needs that I am not prioritizing sitting in meditation for an hour and a half, doing this work. I don't want to. I don't really like have the energy to, so I'm not going to. So I have really fucking simplified my process and my practice. And when I go into the quantum, this is all that I need. I visualize myself standing outside barefoot, plant my feet on the ground, feel the grass tickling my feet, feel the dampness, and I stand there and I take a breath. And I come back inside my house, I sit on my couch, this is visually, and I call in whoever, whatever I am working with to come and sit on my couch and have a conversation with me. And so I have personified money. Her name is Mona. She's sexy as fuck. She's so badass. She's so in her power. She takes up space. She knows her worth. She knows who she is. She's got this short black pixie cut. She wears bright red lipstick. She's got this sexy black outfit on. It's like a pantsuit with a really, really deep V and nothing underneath the top. And these big black high heels on. And she struts into my house when I call on her. And she sits down on the couch. And she like, she looks at me and she's like, what? What now? And I process with her. So some examples is when I... There's three containers that I have currently invested into. The first one is Inner Mastery. I'm doing it again. That's how powerful Hannah's work is. I'm willing to pay for it twice. Saga, which is, I've spoken about on the podcast before, but it is a new rebirth of Saga. This container is a 3-month container to come and to write, to be witnessed in my writing, in my poetry, sharing my voice, my stories. It's really, yeah, just such a beautiful, beautiful container to be in, and I'm so excited for it. And then Rooted, which is a 8-week container for mothers. And it's pretty much to learn to be a well-nourished, resourced, grounded, centered mother. I refuse to be the undernourished, under-resourced, undervalued, putting myself last kind of mother. I want to prioritize my motherhood in the same way that I prioritize my daughter's childhood. Her needs, my needs are important, just as her needs are, because when I am taken care of, when I am nourished, when I am resourced and grounded, I take better care of her. And she right now is a direct, well, she is, we share an auric field, right? So whatever I'm feeling, she's feeling. And what I learned through experience now is she will mirror what I'm not feeling, what I'm not moving, what I'm not holding space for. She will let it out, and she will cry, and she will scream, and she will be, you know, the expression of what I'm not allowing myself to express. So anyways, that container, Rooted, I'm so excited to gather with mothers every week, to learn from them, to learn tools to, yeah, tools and practices to be the kind of mother that I want to be. But when I was investing in those things financially, it scared me. So I had to call on Mona to come and sit and chat with me. And I would tell her, Mona, I am so scared. I am so scared to invest my money into these things. And she would say, why? And I would tell her, either I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to pay off my credit card, because when I'm investing money that I don't yet have. And I would say, I don't know how I'm going to pay this back. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. I'm scared because of X, Y, Z. And and she would give me advice. She would reflect things back to me. Let me see if I can, remember some things that she shared. She would say, do you trust me? do you trust me? And then I would have to sit and say, do I trust her? And there was a couple times where I was like, no, I don't trust you, but I want to. I want to trust you. I want to be in a relationship with you where I feel like I can trust you and where you feel like you can trust me. There was another time where I really wanted to buy my daughter these really beautiful handmade small business outfits, these clothing outfits. And it was like $200 or something like that. And I was like, oh, like I really want to invest in this high quality clothing for my baby because she's going to look so cute because she deserves the best. And again, I was like hesitating before I clicked the checkout or pay now, whatever the button was. I was hesitating. And so I was like, you know what? I feel myself hesitating. There is resistance. So I'm going to drop in with Mona and I'm going to check in with her. And she asked me, she was like, why? Tell me why you want to buy these things. And I told her, because I believe that my beautiful daughter is worthy of having nice things, of wearing high quality fabrics, and of, you know, this for me, getting dressed every day is a form of self-care and ritual and self-expression, and I want to offer that to my daughter as well. So I shared that with Mona. I want her to feel good in what she's wearing, and of course she's 2 months old, okay, but one thing that can help her feel good in what she's wearing is if it's comfortable, if it's high quality fabric, right? And for me, I was like, that makes me feel like I am taking really good care of her. I want what's best for her. And you might be sitting here thinking like, it doesn't fucking matter. And maybe it doesn't matter to you, but that's something that I highly value. And Mona just said to me, she was like, so you want what's best for your daughter? And I said, yes. And she said, do you trust that I also want what's best for your daughter? And I was like, oh, of course I trust that. Of course. And she was like, so buy the fucking clothes. And I was like, okay, I trust you. Okay. So I grounded into that energy and I bought the fucking clothes. And then guess what? That same day was the day that I made my first Inner Mastery affiliate sale. And the money that I had just spent, right, came back to me. But, as I shared earlier, instead of thinking of it as, oh, I spent that money, and then the money actually came. I spent the money I didn't have, but now I know where the money is coming from. I was like, ooh, now I have more money to spend, right? And again, I'm rewriting that story. I've rewritten that story. And the tangible result of that is I have been like a little bit window shopping, but with a very different energy. I haven't been obsessively like, where can I spend money? Where can I spend money? Something that I would do is, how can I get the highest quality thing for the least amount of money? And like, that is something that I'm like, oof, I want to rewrite that. Should we rewrite it right now? I want to. I'm going to do this. Okay. This feels really expansive and edgy, and I love it to bring you into this kind of process. So I'm going to speak my process out loud. I'm going to speak both sides. Okay. I'm going to speak the questions that I'm asking myself, and I'm going to speak my answers. So this might feel confusing to witness. It might not. We'll just go with it. And if you are curious of working one-to-one with me, this is the kind of processing that I will take you through. But of course, it'll be so unique and individual and catered to you and your needs in that moment. But okay. Let's process. So, as I said, I'm stepping outside in bare feet, planting my feet on the grass. I'm wiggling my toes. I can feel the damp grass beneath my feet. And I allow my energy, my weight, to sink into my feet, sink into this connection. And I'm going to take a breath here. And then I'm going to come back inside my house, sit on my couch, and I'm going to invite Mona to come on in and sit with me. She's strutting through the door. She just said, hello. And now she is sitting in front of me. Her legs are crossed. Her hands are on her top knee. And her chin is tilted down. And she's kind of like smirking at me, waiting for me to speak to her. All right. So I want to firstly feel into where this energy of I want to make my money go as far as it can go, get as many things as I can for the least amount of money possible. I wanna sit with that. So she's like, all right, sit with it, pull it up. I'm gonna pull it up. I remember as a teenager, even as like maybe 12, 13 years old, watching my older sister, and she would spend like $60 on a pair of jeans, and she would wear those jeans for years. She would buy, you know, a really nice sweater and spend like $100 on it. And I remember being like, oh my God, no. I could get 5 things for $100. I want more. I want more. I want more. And I don't know where that came from. And Mona just said, do you need to know? And I feel like, no, I don't need to know. I don't need to know where that came from. All that I need to know is, hey, I have this story. Hey, I have this pattern. Hey, I have this behavior. And what is at the root of that? Why do I feel like I need to get as much as possible from my money? And immediately what I hear is because I don't believe it's coming back. I don't believe the money is coming back. So if I spend it, I want to get more things. And when I reflect back to being a teenager, buying clothes, I would see my older sister wear the same things for years, and they were good, high quality things. And I would get the cheap shit that I would be over in a few months, and I would never wear it again, and I would get rid of it. So this pattern, this cycle has been with me since then. Probably since I started having money to spend. And you know, maybe that's rooted in my parents' relationship with money. What I witnessed in them. Be very intentional about what you spend your money on. Because it's scarce. So that's what's up. That's what's up in front of me. And that energy is blue. It's blue and it's swirly and it's kind of chaotic and, it's like pulsing. It's like pulsing. Like, you know how jellyfish swim? That's kind of what it looks like. What do I want to do with it? I'm just like, I'm over it. I don't need it anymore. It feels heavy. It feels like too much to take care of. So how do I want to get rid of that? How do I want to release that? Where do I want to put it? Do I ask it to leave? Let me check. If I ask you to leave, will you just leave? And immediately I get yes, because you asked me to. So I'm going to say thank you. Thank you for the ways that you have shown up for me, the ways that you have supported me, the experiences that you've allowed me to have, the joy that you've brought me, the dopamine that you've brought me. Thank you for serving me in the way that you did. And the path that I'm walking now, the direction that I am headed in now, I need to create space for a new type of relationship with money. So unfortunately, I can't bring you with me. And this story, she says, that's okay. I'm done too. I'm tired too. I don't want to play this game anymore either. Wow. And I visualize this blue jumble of energy floating out my front door. Up, 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 up. Like, looks like a balloon that's just floating up into the ethers. And it's gone. Wow. And now Mona's here sitting at me, staring at me again. I think she intimidates me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I think she intimidates me. Because she makes me feel a little bit silly. I get into my, like, squirmy, silly, uncomfortable self because she's so fucking powerful. And, like, she radiates that power. She's so sure of herself that I'm like, am I sure of myself? So I give space to that, yeah, essentially not enoughness that shows up in her presence. Okay. She says, what do you want to call forth? And I want to call forth the new contract, the new relationship that I am creating with spending money. So what do I want to spend my money on? I want to spend my money on things that feel like an investment. That's the first thing. I want to spend my money on things that feel like an investment. And I'm visualizing myself writing this on a piece of paper. I spend my money on things that feel like an investment. I'm writing this with my hand in the air right now. On and into myself, my daughter, my family, my home, and my future. Boom. I'm going to sign my name at the bottom. All right. I want to spend money on things that feel like an investment. That is the new contract that I have written. And Mona snatched it. She put it in her back pocket. And yeah. And now she wants me to say what feels like an investment. So to me, what feels like an investment into myself is these containers that I have invested in, because there is return. And I don't know what the actual definition of investment is, but here's my basic understanding is, like, when I invest, it means that I get something in return. Maybe even continually. When I spend, it feels like the energy of spend money feels like oh, I get this thing and that's it. There's nothing else that comes from it. So I want to feel like I'm investing, like I'm getting something in return that continues to give back, right? So what does that mean? Okay, I'm investing in these containers. What am I going to receive from them? Firstly, I'm going to feel good about choosing to do something for myself, because that is a story as a mother that, I want to embody. I want to feel like I can invest in myself without feeling that mom guilt of this money should go to my children. I want to know my worth, right? So that's the first thing. And I want to, or I know that I'm in these containers, I'm going to receive tools, teachings, wisdom that I'm going to carry with me for years to come, that I'm going to build the foundations for the life that I am trying to live, the life that I am walking towards, that I'm in now. I'm building these solid foundations with these tools, with this wisdom, this knowledge, these teachings that I will forever continue to build on top of, right? Until they no longer serve me. And it's time to create new foundations. So that's those investments. What else? Well, in each of these investments, these containers, I'm going to be in circle with other women. And that is delicious. That is incredible. I love that. And I want that for myself because I know how it feels to sit with women who are walking their own unique paths beside me, alongside me, in front of me, behind me, above me, underneath me, all around me. I know how it feels to be witnessed and received by other women, and I want that. And I am willing to invest in that. So I receive the feeling of being held, of being heard, of being witnessed and received and understood, acknowledged. That's what I'm paying for. That's what I'm investing in. That's what I am trading my money for. And that feels really worth it, and that feels really nourishing and expansive and beautiful. So when it comes to, more materialistic things, because let me tell you, I love clothes. As I was saying, getting dressed in the morning feels like a ritual. It feels like I am adorning my temple with things that feel like me. Things that feel luxurious and beautiful and good. Just straight up good. I love expressing myself through clothing and jewelry. And I want to invest in that. And you know what? Most of the clothing that I thrift, that I buy, from cheap websites, that I try to get the most out of my money, I wear them a few times and then I don't touch them again. And wow, I ran a Healy program this morning and something... One of the reflections that it gave me was to harmonize my closet, my clothing. And I was like, I just did that. Like, I just went through my clothes and Yeah, I just went through my clothes and I got a donation bag ready, you know? And now that I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, my closet is right behind me, I keep it open and I can see it. So that energy. Every article of clothing in that closet holds a specific energy for me. And that energy is what energy was I in when I bought that? I have the hiccups now. There's things that I love that I've been holding on to for so long that I have not worn. And I don't know why. There's things that I'm like, oh, but am I gonna want this? And when I think about all of the clothes that I actually wear consistently, it's the pieces that I bite the bullet, so to speak, and actually invest in. It's my Indigo Luna clothing, my Cotton Flower clothing. I love their skirts. It's my Jackson Lennon pants, which is a beautiful, local brand, local to the Fraser Valley, with beautiful, comfortable fabric. It's my Free People clothing. And I know it's not the best brand, but I fucking love their clothes. And I'm willing to invest in their clothing. And it's the pieces that I thrift. There's a couple pieces in there that I like, that I wear consistently, but they're more like, my thrifting is my like seasonal clothing. And these pieces that I actually have to expand myself to invest in, those are my foundational pieces. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm having like a whole beautiful like realization right now. I want to invest in those pieces that become my staples, that are the foundation of my closet and I wear all the time and I feel so good in. And feel good in physically, like I want to feel comfortable, right? I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel whatever energy I'm in. I have two energies of my closet. And one of them is like my, one of them is my like feminine flowy kind of energy with my scarves and my skirts. And the other one is my more structured masculine clothing. And that is, you know, where I wear my denim, my more like boxy structured pieces, less fluid and flowy. Those are like the two sides of my closet, but I want them both to be comfortable. And I want to, depending on if I'm feeling more flowy or I'm feeling more solid and structured, I want to be able to express that, right? So I want foundations for both, right? Both sides of my closet. I am going to purge my closet today. Oh my God, and it's going to feel so good. And I'm going to be fucking ruthless, okay? I'm going to be ruthless because I always have these moments of like, oh, but do I get rid of that? Or, but what if I want to wear this one time in the future? I'm gonna be ruthless. I'm gonna be so ruthless. I'm so excited. What else do I want to invest in? I want to invest in body work. Yesterday, I had my first massage therapy appointment since giving birth, and I think I've spoken this on the podcast before, but I did not invest into body work in the way that I now realize that I would have wanted to, or that I needed, actually, in my immediate postpartum. I did not prioritize that touch that I really, really needed. That's really grounding, really helpful in getting me back into my body. And there's a part of me that feels a little bit of grief in the loss of that. And like just reflecting back, like, oh, that would have been so supportive, so nourishing. I got one, my mom purchased a gift certificate to a massage place in town for me, but I wasn't willing to leave the house, right? And I didn't know if I could use that towards services where they came to me pretty much. So anyways, I want to invest in that, right? Yesterday, my friend who is a massage therapist, he posted that he had a cancellation and if anyone wanted an appointment at 5, and I saw it and I was like, I don't know if I want to pay for that. And my body, I felt destroyed yesterday from a busy full weekend of carrying my baby, holding my baby, wearing my baby, bouncing my baby, and doing a lot, facilitating my dear friend's blessing way, and being out of the house for 7.5 hours, baking, decorating the cake. I made her a beautiful flower crown, and shopping for all of those things. And then it was my partner's birthday, and we went out for a meal, and we had a potluck at our house, and preparing for that. And, you know, it was a lot. And I was so depleted yesterday. And so I actually was like, fuck it. Like, I need that appointment. And it was also the first time I was ever away from my daughter. And bless my friend, bless him so dearly, because I got dropped off and I was crossing the street and I was like already starting to cry, just thinking like, oh my God, this is the furthest away I'm going to be from my daughter for, you know, it was only an hour. Okay. It was only an hour. But I just walked in the door and he looked at me and he was like, hey, and I immediately was crying and I just walked to him and like, he was like, oh, and before he could get the full sentence of, do you need a hug, out of his mouth, I was already in his arms in a hug. I was like, yes, I need a hug. And he just let me cry. And I was like, this is the first time I've ever been away from Flora and I don't know how I feel about it. So he just held me and held space and yeah. And then he massaged me and, oh my God. And it was amazing. Just so grounding, just brought me fully back into my own body. And I was like, wow, yes, I need this. And how beautiful for Florian to get one-on-one time with our daughter. So yeah, and it felt so great because as soon as I came out of the appointment, Florian was there with her in the lobby waiting for me. But yeah, that's something I want to invest in because it is so important. And when my body feels good, I feel good. So what else does that look like? Massage is first and foremost, like the biggest thing for me. I love being massaged. I love receiving massages. I've also never had a facial. I can't get my hair done because I do not have any. But I could get a facial. What's that going to feel like? I've never had that before. Am I going to feel good? Is that going to feel luxurious? I'm like, ooh, the energy that puts me in. I'm like, oh, maybe I want to try that. Right? Because when I feel good, when I feel taken care of, I show up in the world as a better person with more capacity for love, compassion, understanding. Oh, so it's worth it, right? It's an investment. I'm going to book a facial after this. Right? So is it this, you know, is it the, there's also some times when I get into this energy of spending money. I just want to spend money because it's going to feel good. And I get into this like goblin energy where I'm scouring the internet and I'm like, ooh, I could get this, I could get that, I could get that. But what about this? Oh, but that's cheaper, so maybe I can get that, because then if I get that and it's cheaper, I can get that as well. It's like this little fucking money goblin. My money goblin comes out. I'm gonna sit with that money goblin. I am back on my couch and this money goblin this money goblin just storms in my house. It's like a dark greeny, very like short and round pointed hat, jumps up onto the couch and sits in front of me. He's just like, I just want to spend money because it feels good to spend money. And I'm going to say to him, you know, yeah, in those moments, I'm in this seeking energy. And so it does feel good to do something, to put that energy somewhere. But actually, after I spend that money and I receive those things that I bought, I have this like money spending hangover, this guilt actually, and this shame. Because that's actually not the relationship that I want to have with money. And while connecting with you can be fun and gives me a temporary sense of joy and satisfaction, the long-term result is actually not what I want. And I have to be disciplined enough to act differently, to think about the short-term and the long-term. And so I know you're, you know, trying to have fun with me, but I actually don't want to have that kind of fun anymore. Oh my God. He just hopped off my couch, stomped out of my house, and slammed the fucking door. So that was a good riddance energy. Okay. If I don't want to spend time with my money goblin, he apparently does not want to spend time with me. And I feel okay with that. And I feel okay with that. All right. So, where am I at now? I can tell the difference between spending money and investing money. Oh, it feels very, very different. The energies are so different. Investing feels full and expansive and nourishing and reciprocal. And when I think about spending, it's this dark, shriveled energy. It's shriveled and dry, with no life, with no pulse, with, it's just like, oof, dead. And not dead as in, you know, returning that to the soils and nourishing and nurturing the soils, kind of death and decay, like just void of all life and cold and nothing. I don't want to be in that energy anymore. So I'm going to clear that, and I'm just wiping it away with my hand, pushing it away from me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. You are free. You are free, you are free, you are free. And I welcome in the juicy, the full, the pulsing, the vibrant, the alive energy of investing. And I'm going to breathe that energy into my body. And as I do this, I'm kind of undulating my spine. I forgot I have my yoni egg in. I'm going to pull my yoni egg up as well and feel that entering my body, expanding my body. I'm reaching my arms out. My chest is opening. My head is lifting. Oh, that is how I want to feel in my relationship with money. I claim it. It's mine. I always have access to it. It is within me. All right. I'm coming back. Mona just nodded her head at me and she's leaving as well. Thank you. So there's a process. I just spilt my tea on me. Overflow. Yeah, that felt really beautiful to do for myself and to offer you as the witness as well. I'm like, do I need to say more? This podcast episode is done. But this work is so powerful. And, you know, consistently connecting with Mona and rewriting my contracts with money, my stories with money, not just in the, you know, the quantum, as I just showed you, but in the physical as well of, hey, I notice myself in my goblin money, my money goblin seeking energy. I don't want to be in it, right? And I have to choose in the physical to embody a different energy, embody that investment energy, that energy of trust. Yeah, it's simple, not necessarily easy. But it feels really good. And I love that I'm at a place where I am seeing the tangible results of this, because it is hard. It is really hard to continue to pour myself into something when I don't feel like I don't know why, right? I don't know what for. That feels really hard. And, you know, of course I want to be doing this work, but I want there to be a purpose. And with money, something that feels really edgy to claim and to share is that I want money. Did you hear how my voice even got a little quieter as I said that? I want money. I want to receive money. I want to spend money. I want to be in relationship with money. I want to invest money, right? I want to grow my money, expand my money so that I can live the kind of life that I want to live, so that I can, you know, support the small businesses, the women-owned businesses, the aligned businesses that, yeah, that feel good for me to invest in. I want to create a beautiful life for my family where we can travel and learn about different cultures and the world and have all of these different beautiful experiences so we can recognize all that the world has to offer and what a privilege it is to taste it, to experience it, to live it, to explore it. That's what I want. I want to buy a home for my family to grow in, to expand in. Florian and I, we want to buy either like an RV or a camper van or something to explore in, to have that season of our lives before we are ready to find our, yeah, solid roots in a place, in a home that we own. So yeah, I want to create my own business. I want to share my own offerings with the world. So, anyways, I'm starting to see some small but very tangible physical results. And that is, I've made 5 affiliate sales in the last 3 weeks, which might not seem like a lot for you. But when I started affiliate marketing this year, I started with the story of nobody buys from me. And that story is gone. The third woman who signed up to Inner Mastery through my link, well, actually, the first one showed me, oh, hey, people will buy from me. And it was a person that I wasn't already in a previous existing relationship with. So it was just somebody who was silently following me, witnessing me, receiving the things that I share, and wanted to support me by buying through my link. How beautiful is that? So that sale taught me, okay, this is possible. That's what I felt when that first sale went through. Like, oh my God, there was still a part of me that believed that nobody was going to buy from me. Nobody was going to purchase through my link. And she just showed me that that's not true, that it is possible. And so I continued to share with the energy of it's possible. Somebody already has, so more people will. And the second sale was, oh my God, for real? Again? I am so grateful. How exciting. Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's happening. The energy that I'm putting into this is, it's working, right? I'm seeing it outside of myself now. And then the third sale was, well, of course it's working. Well, of course people are going to buy from this, from me. Of course people are going to want to support me, want to buy through my link. Of course. Right? And it didn't feel surprising in my body anymore. It was like, yes, of course. Because look at the energy that you're in. Look at the work that you're doing for yourself. Energy doesn't lie. So, I feel like there has been so much movement in my relationship with money in the past month. And yeah, watching Hannah's workshop, Mysterious Money, was definitely the initiator of that. I will not lie. I find myself saying that so many times. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. And it's like, I'm not. But why do I need to say that? Just a figure of speech, I guess. But yeah, I truly believe that watching that workshop has triggered some big shifts and changes that I am starting to see the tangible results from. And I'm so grateful because, as I said, I've been trying to do this for years and none of it was working. None of it was working until now. So I'm so fucking grateful. I love where I'm at right now. I love this season of expansion, even though it's scary and uncomfortable. Like, I love it. It feels so good. And after a year of contraction, this expansion is so welcomed. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for witnessing my process as well. I hope that, I hope that that feels either affirming for you, that the work that you're doing for yourself is, you know, kind of on the right track or feels good, or you just feel like, yes, this is what I'm doing. I feel seen or understood, or maybe it's a peek into, a new way of processing for yourself. Maybe it's a new experience for you to try on and to explore and to navigate in your own way. Maybe there's some things that you can pull from that. It was really fun to share that out loud, and it felt really beautiful to not only share that with you, but also get to do that process for myself in a more, I don't know, I feel like this is how I was when I was dancing, okay? When I was practicing on my own, I'd be like, nobody's watching, so I'm gonna slack off a little bit. Even though I'm watching. Spirit is watching. Santa, he's always watching. But I would be like, oh, it's just me, so I can slack off a little bit, right? But when someone was watching, I would be like, oh, there's people watching. Let me put my all into it. And that's kind of, yeah, I'm still in that. And, you know, I don't know. There's part of me that's like, is that bad? Does that mean I'm performing for other people? But hey, that's just where I'm at right now. Maybe I'll need to rewrite that story. Maybe not. Maybe actually I'm just going to accept it for what it is right now. Like, yeah, I work harder when people are watching Because sometimes when I'm on my own and I'm processing, I will kind of rush it a little bit, which is okay. But it felt really good to take my time and to process with myself the way I would with a client. So yeah, that feels really great. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me the space and the platform to do that and to drop in much more intentionally. Just thank you. 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 And, I'll speak to you soon.